Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get out to the Alpamonte Ford hotline. Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park, and there we find a man who is a champion of a man, a Super Bowl champion of a man. He is Howard Griffith joins us. Howard, how are you?
Morning, Howard.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
It's great to catch up with you, and delighted to talk to you. And certainly we are looking at all these things that are going on around the world and around the NFL. And we have an apology this morning from Drew Brees after kind of some tone-deaf comments yesterday. And, you know, I take him at his word when he came back this morning very strong in his apology. How does that affect the team? You know, we saw some of the teammates push back yesterday. Is all forgiven if he understands the misstep?
Well, I think he has to explain the misstep. And obviously the apology is going to go a long way. But, you know, he's got to understand exactly what he has done. And when he talks about the apology, obviously he understands he has. You guys have talked about the misstep. But he has to understand, you know, exactly how people feel and understand that. And that is that's the issue. And that's kind of the issue that has been going on around the world. I mean, people have not understood, and now they're starting to. And for him to have his comments yesterday, you know, is unfortunate. Because we know, listen, I don't think Drew Brees is a racist or anything like that. Drew Brees has done some great things in the community. When you think about some of the things that he's done in the past, particularly around Katrina, but he still just did not get it at that particular moment. And you saw his teammates push back against it, and it's unfortunate. But just because you're around a lot of African-Americans or brown people doesn't mean you understand the plight that they're going through. And I think he figured that out with his apology this morning.
Howard, you are somebody who grew up in Chicago. You went out and you became a Super Bowl champion, but then you came back here. Your family's here. You work here, and you are a strong voice in the African-American community. And just from your perspective, how would you describe your emotions of the past week or so in terms of not just from a sports perspective and how that's been handled, but just from a community perspective and your personal feelings of being a Chicagoan?
You know, it's been really frustrating. Obviously, what's going on, we have the pandemic happening, and, you know, our community has been affected with that adversely, and we're trying to figure that out. And one of the things that happens is, you know, I think about what happened with Brittany Payton the other day.
Oh.
And that's what happens, not every day, but that's something that we have to deal with on a regular basis. And it just happens so often to us that, you know, it's just a part of our everyday life. And the issue is, I'm tired. I have two, you know, young boys who are very young. One's 20, other's 23. And I think about my own situation. I'm telling them the same things that my dad told me. You know, here's what you have to do if you ever stop by the police. Here are the things you need to do to avoid it. And I'm just tired of having to have that conversation with young people, not only my kids, but even with my youth football program, having that conversation with them. And it's frustrating. And it's time that we're heard. But it's also when we talk about, particularly with the pandemic, well, you know, the pre-existing conditions that people have, when are we going to start addressing the pre-existing condition? I mean, because I don't think, I'm sure people understand, but I don't think when you think about, well, okay, well, why can't people just take better care of themselves? Well, because they don't have the access to the health care, because it costs thousands of dollars if you're not working for a corporation and have health care, and you're trying to buy health care insurance. It's an issue. And that's just one of the things that continues to go on in our community, and I hope that we can get to a point where we can address those issues as well as along with trying to take care of our community as far as it comes to being policed just like every other community is. And it's difficult, and it's frustrating, and it's hard.
Howard, we talked yesterday to Neil Ivey, who is the new women's coach at Notre Dame,
yep.
And women's basketball coach. And, you know, I got to tell you, I was just going through Twitter and reading various things and trying to, you know, be aware of everything that's happened. I've got three teenagers myself, and I know how uneasy you feel when the kids go out. But I don't feel like, oh, please God, don't have any run-in with the police. You know, don't,
right.
You know, you don't, I don't know what that's like. But I got to tell you, you know, when I hear you talk about having a conversation with your boys and she's talking about her son, it just, as a parent, I don't know how you're not affected by that and moved by that. And I know that while you can't imagine what that is like and you've never lived that experience, I think we've all felt the uncertainty of your kid out in the world, and you want
right.
everyone to get home and everyone to be there and all the rest of it.
Marley, I can tell you when I first went to the University of Illinois, I'm having, you know, a conversation, a couple other teammates that are from Chicago, we're having a conversation with a couple of the athletic personnel at Illinois. And they're saying, okay, listen, make sure you gas up before, make sure you have enough gas to get to Champaign so that you don't have to stop after you get past Kankakee. I'm not having that conversation, but there's so much anxiety from when my sons pull off from this house, my youngest was at Notre Dame, to get there and just be safe. Just get to the campus and be safe. Just be able to, okay, you're going to work out. If you work out with somebody in Highland Park or you're going downtown, or you're going some. We just want them to get home. And that's not normal. That's not normal for parents to say, okay, well, you know, for the son or daughter to say, I'm going out in the world and I'll be back in a couple of hours, and just be, you know, just be on edge the entire time until you get a text, until you get a phone call from them saying, okay, we made it. Okay, phew. I mean, that's not normal, but that's our life. That's our life every day, all the time. And it's not that it's any different than anyone else. It has just become the norm. And that's the sad part about it. It's the norm for us in our community when we think about sending our children out, because you don't know. You've got to do this. Make sure you do this. Make sure you dress like this. Hey, don't walk around with a hoodie on your head, because you're going to be targeted and looked at as someone who could be up to some mischief.
Howard, if this indeed is a cultural tipping point, as some people have referred to it, what needs to happen and what signs do you see that give you optimism or indicate how we should view this?
You know, what has to happen, what has to continue to happen, and we're seeing the diversity that's in the crowds of the true protesters who are out there protesting for Mr. Floyd. I live in the Bronzeville area, and yesterday, my area was taken over by peaceful protesters in their cars wanting to have uncomfortable conversations. And that those uncomfortable conversations are, what can we do to be better as a world? Because the problem and what's happening is that the world has seen a man murdered. And that's the reality of it. And until we say the world has seen someone murdered, that's what's uncomfortable. It's very uncomfortable to say that at the hands of law enforcement officers. And now those people have been put in a situation where they now have to stand trial. But it's one of those things that people have to understand what's going on. Everybody's life matters. Everyone's life matters. And what you heard from Drew Brees come back this morning is because he understood the ramifications of his comments. And he was a little tone deaf at first, but now he understands the ramifications. Vic Fangio now understands the ramifications. But there has to be true accountability with everyone, not just in the community, but around the world. And you're seeing that now. You look at some of the protests that are happening in Amsterdam and look around the world. This won't happen. His death won't be in vain. Things are going to change and they have to change. But the reality is uncomfortable conversations have to happen with all Americans. And it has to start at the top. This is about leadership. This is about having empathy for other people. And if it doesn't come from the top, it's going to be a step down from there and people are going to have these discussions. You guys, having this discussion is important. It's important that you understand. And I know you do because you guys have been covering sports and athletics forever and understanding what people go through. And you've seen it happen. It may not have happened to you, but you guys have seen it happen. So it's about having those conversations and trying to get everyone's voice to be heard. And that's where we have to go. And that's not where America has always been. Now I think that we're going to start to have some conversations. It's going to happen at the college level, where young people are going to be able to have the confidence to be able to speak their mind and not and know that there's not going to be pushback from a position coach or a head coach. So that has to come from the commissioner, which it has. It has to come from the head coach. We're going to have to see it at the national football level, where we've seen owners come out and say things that, so kneeling is not going to be accepted. Well, guess what, gentlemen? It's out of your hands. It's out of your hands. So now the conversation is going to happen, and it has to happen.
Howard, thanks a ton. Thanks, Howard. Thank you so much. And thanks for talking to us.
Great stuff.
All right, guys. Take care. Be safe out there.
You too.
You too, buddy. That is Howard Griffith.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.